Good morning. The learning should be L'skus the Yidden and Eretz Yisrael. Those that need a refuah should have a refuah. The hostages should be returned safely. And the soldiers should have success in completely eradicating the evil. Continuing along the halachas of Mishleach Manas, particularly about who, and Matan, Mishleach Manas, but particularly about who one should give Mishleach Manas to, in relation to women and children. So there's a very interesting discussion regarding where do children fall in the fall in here, in terms of can one fulfill the obligation of Mishleach Manas by giving it to children, and then moreover regarding the education, the chinuch, obligation on the parents to ensure that their children fulfill the mitzvah of chinuch. So first let's start with the discussion regarding can an adult fulfill his obligation by giving it to the children. So generally speaking,
unless you're a dentist, then it's okay.
So the Eishel Avram of Buchach, the Buchacher Rav, so he wanted to suggest something interesting, that that when it comes to children, the issue at hand is that children don't inherently own anything. So he makes the argument to differentiate between matanes l'avyoinim, the mitzvah on Purim to give to the poor, and the mitzvah of mishleach manis. And he says mishleach manis is merely to enhance the friendship between one person and another person. So you don't necessarily have to inherently own it, and therefore it's easy for a child to fulfill this mitzvah. Let him just, you know, enhance his relationship with his friends. Whereas when it comes to the mitzvah of giving charity to the poor, matanis labyoinim, it can't be that children are obligated because they don't inherently own anything. And interestingly, the Rebbe takes a different viewpoint, and other Achorinim take this point as well, that because we can, because we can give to the children something that would become theirs, and the parents can say, this is going to be now your own independent monies, the child can then thereby fulfill both of these mitzvahs, Mishleach Manas and Matanis Levianim. The Rebbe gets into, quotes a very interesting halachic discussion where essentially, if you're not sure if the child is old enough to be educated in this mitzvah, the Rebbe says, Sveika l'chumra, that if you're in doubt, one should be stringent. The Rebbe references the Steichemet, which has an interesting discussion. Generally, by rabbinical mitzvahs, we say the other way around. If you're not sure, you could be lenient. But the Rebbe says from the Steichemet that when it comes to an easy mitzvah, a mitzvah that you can easily fulfill, and even by rabbinical mitzvah, we say, Sveika l'chumra, that one should be stringent and enable the children to fulfill this mitzvah in its beautiful way. Have a wonderful day. And we know Purim is very connected to the children, and so on and so forth. Wow.